Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Musonius Rufus in Lectures 8-5. Philosophy teaches that we should be above pleasure and greed. It teaches that we should love frugality and avoid extravagance. It accustoms us to be modest and to control our tongue. It brings about discipline, order, decorum, and on the whole, fitting behavior in action and in habit. If these things are present in human beings, they make them dignified and self-controlled. Musonius Rufus was one of the most prominent philosophers in first century Rome, as well as Epictetus' teacher. What we see in this quote is the more, shall we say, cynic wing of the Stoic movement. The cynics, like the famous Diogenes of Sinope, were minimalists in their lifestyle, renouncing family and possessions in order to pursue a virtuous life. None of the Stoics went so far, and in fact there is nothing in Stoic philosophy that precludes someone from being wealthy, and certainly not from having a family, which is actually openly encouraged by Stoics, including Seneca, Musonius, and Epictetus. However, all those things are treated as preferred or dispreferred indifference, meaning that they do not change our moral status. Being rich or having children doesn't make us a better or worse person. It all depends on how we deal with those situations. Why then is Musonius here openly advocating for a minimalist approach to life? Because it is easier to be virtuous if one is not distracted by too many externals, which constantly tempt us to do unvirtuous things. Look at it this way. There's no contradiction between saying that I'm on a healthy diet and yet stashing my freezer with gelato. All I need to do is to open the freezer very rarely, taste a small amount of the good stuff, and close the door again. But that would mean exposing myself constantly to the temptation of overdoing it. And that temptation truly would get in the way of my tranquility of mind, not to mention my waistline. So I'm far better off simply not stashing my freezer with gelato in the first place. The point is, self-control is a good thing, but it needs to be helped. And a big help is simply not to put it constantly under test. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortuna allows, of course. One more thing, if you don't mind. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.